One of the greatest burdens we have is that people will not travel all the way from where they have come and go back the same. It's a waste if we gather just for the purpose of gathering. I come under very intense pressure in the middle of these meetings. But I trust and I know that we shall be helped of God. In Jesus' precious name. We are in a season. I know people have been touched and impacted already. Is there someone, something happened to you, had an encounter, something happened to you just now? And if it was possible to share a testimony, you would like to share something. Anyone like that, let me see your hand. A healing already, that's right. A healing already took place in you. An intervention, a visitation, an encounter already happened. All right, we'll give you the chance in a short while to come. We are in a season where we have come for a focus on the subject of dominion. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God blessed them. God said, be fruitful. Subdue, have dominion is the overall theme of the conference. But this morning, very quickly, in this healing and deliverance segment of this conference, I'd like to speak on dominion over the forces of darkness. Dominion over the forces of darkness. And when we talk about the forces of darkness, we are talking about everything from disease to demons to death. Dominion over the forces of darkness. Our objective is to understand what it takes to put darkness in check. Whether it is the darkness of disease, ancestral inherited disease, or the darkness of demonic powers, witchcraft powers, occult powers, evil powers, or the darkness of premature death. But our study this morning will not be long, because there is one principal tool that confers defeat to darkness. It is called light. In Genesis chapter 1 and in verse 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Darkness was everywhere, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. The eternal answer to darkness is light. In Genesis, in John chapter 1 and in verse 5, he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. From verse 1 to 5, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness is powerless before the light. The darkness is powerless before the light. I heard God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo say, the dominion of light over darkness is instant and automatic. It is instant. There is no duration between the switching on of the light and the disappearance of the darkness. There is no duration. There is no how long did it take when light came before darkness disappeared. No, light disappeared, light appeared, and darkness disappeared instantly. Darkness disappeared automatically. There is no exchange of blows between light and darkness. Light is not victorious over darkness. Light triumphs over darkness. You don't say that light won victory. When you say victory, there was a battle. When you say triumph, it is a one-way blow. It's an instant knockout. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I stand here by the prophetic and apostolic mantle of God with which I preach that someone here today, you will record instant knockout against the force of darkness. Against the force of darkness. Against the forces of darkness. Troubling your life, troubling your destiny. Instant knockout. Shout power! Shout glory! A pastor who has the potential to pastor a church and deliver the oppressed, and by power of connection and impartation raise the dead, and cause by the same impartation and prayers barren women getting fruitful, was about to be run mad from the altar. You heard his testimony? Yes, sir. On the altar, the devil said, off your cloth. That was a spirit of insanity. A darkness that was covering a potential. Until he entered the vicinity of light. And that light showed the devil the road to hell. I am here to announce today, every darkness that is a torment around your life shall be shown the road to hell today. Shall be shown the road to hell today. Shall be shown the road to hell today. Somebody shout the Lord and say amen. Lift your hands and say, I connect light. I connect light. And I overwhelm darkness. I connect light. And I overcome darkness. I connect light. And I defeat darkness. Now. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Whether it is the darkness of disease. Or the darkness of demonic powers. Or the darkness of death is the same light. You know, we live in the world where darkness has multiplied. Am I communicating? Isaiah chapter 60 and in verse 1. The Bible said, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. It moved from darkness. Look at it again. Darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. What is covering the people is worse than what is covering the earth. Darkness covered the earth, but when it came to the individual people, it became multiplied. Gross. Gross darkness the people. You see it all over the internet. Demons everywhere. People see one, they turn it into two. It is white, they say it is black. It's just upside down. Man wants to marry man. Woman wants to marry woman. It's crossness. We saw the internet the other day. They showed me something the other day. So those who identify themselves with dogs, that they have inside them something that is doggish personality, they gathered in one hall in their numbers, making dog sound. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Some covering their face with dog mask. Human beings. That inside them there is an identification with dog. For those kind of people, I'm sure that some of them are already living with dogs. The men are already living with the dog, with female dogs, and the women are already with male. Oh no! Gross darkness, the people. These are the days where people will come out and say, I am this or that. The thing that used to be forbidden in time past. Name that they call you, you say, who are you calling this or that? They come and say, I'm this, I'm that. Publicly, do you understand? Gross darkness. But in the season of gross darkness, we need grosser light. Light, the amplified light. Mega light. Gross light. This is not the time to use candlelight. This is not the time to use candlelight. This is not the time to use lantern light. This is not the time to use torchlight. This is the time to look for light. Floodlight. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? We need spiritual floodlight. We need spiritual gross light to tackle this gross darkness. Professor Kolo, when you were in the medical school, I don't know when it was your time. How many dialysis machines did you see? That is a professor of ear, nose, and throat surgery. When you were in the medical school, how many dialysis machines did you see? He saw none.
None.
Professor Oka, plastic surgeon. How many did you see? When you were in the medical school where you trained, how many dialysis machines did you see?
None, sir.
None. 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 It was a textbook reference. Today, dialysis is every day. Private hospitals everywhere. Do you understand what I'm talking about? The darkness of sickness multiplied. They are calling cancer as if it is malaria. Cancer of this, cancer of that, cancer of this, cancer of that. The darkness of disease. Darkness of premature death. It's ministry. If you are in a healing ministry or a deliverance ministry and people know you pray and the sick are healed, your phone is the destination of the worst of afflictions. And you're lying. If they have the answers. Between yesterday and today, between less than 12 hours, I don't know how many people say, their brother just breathed their last. This person just... Do you understand what I'm talking about? People I don't know. From everywhere. It's just darkness. So the devil is doing a lot of overtime. Affliction multiplied. Diseases multiplied. Pain multiplied. Killings multiplied. So we are in the time where we don't just need light. We need light that is gross. Lift your hands and say, Father, I apply for light. I apply for light. I apply for light. I apply for gross light. I apply for light. Now! Some people say the kind of food and things people are eating now has multiplied. It means it's the devil that, whatever happened, the devil showed us, showed people what to eat that can make them more afflicted. If that was the case. Take your seat. Question is, if we are to dominate darkness, if we are to be in charge of darkness, we are to connect light. What is light? There are many things that are light, but Psalm 82 and in verse 5, it said, they know not, neither will they understand, so they walk on in darkness. They know not, so they walk on in darkness. So light equals knowledge. Light is knowledge. Light equals insight. Light equals revelation. Revelation is released in the midst of the oppression, and the oppression cannot withstand it. Light is knowledge. Light is knowledge. Light is knowledge. Light. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6, he said, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge. So light is knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Light equals knowledge. Secondly, light is the word. Equals the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was light. Life, and the life was the light. Light is word. Number three, light is his presence and person. Is the presence and person of God. In Psalm 36 and in verse 9, the Bible says, for with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light. Psalm 89 verse 15, he said, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. His countenance carry light. 1 John chapter 1 verse 5, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. So, if we must dominate darkness, we must possess knowledge. If we must dominate darkness, we must possess the word. If we must dominate darkness, we must carry God. We must. When you appear, God appeared. And darkness disappeared. It is as if the lion was following the dog, or the lion was following the antelope, and they were walking together. And the hyena is running. Instead of pursuing the goat, he's running. Because he sees not just the goat, but he sees the lion with it. But now let us take the first one in. We may deal with the others in the course of the conference, but let's take the knowledge. Light is knowledge. What kind of knowledge will cause me to defeat the forces of darkness? Number one is the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God. When you are possessed with the rhema of who God is, you are a commander of darkness. The Bible said in Daniel chapter 11 verse 32b, it said, the people that do know their God, 32b, they shall be strong. And they shall do exploits. They shall be strong. And they shall do exploits. They shall be strong. And they shall do exploits. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. You must believe in the belief, the knowledge of the reality and the almightiness of God imparts the faith to dominate darkness. You don't know God if you fear for your future. You don't know God yet if you fear the devil. There is something about God you need to know, where you can pocket your hand like this in the face of challenges and in the face of hell. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? If you can see the size of God, nothing else has size. Hey! If you can see the size of God, nothing else has size. Our challenge is that we have not been able to discern the size of God. What is the size of your God? What is the size of your God? The one who sits in the heavens and the earth is his side table. He places his leg the way you place your leg on the table. The whole of the globe, including Asia, with billions of people, the globe is his footstool. How big is the body? How big is the leg? You are the apple of his eye. I'm the apple of his eye. All of us are the apple of his eye. How big is the eye? How big is the head that carries the eye? How big is the body that carries the head? When I saw the size of one angel in Genesis chapter 18 verse 1, he said, and the Lord, Revelation chapter 18 verse 1 and 2, he talked about the angel, one angel, after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. An angel, one, flooded the earth with light. How much light did the one who created him have? If you read verse 2, that same angel, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is falling. Go to verse 3. He said, all right, now, this particular angel, the Bible said, one of his leg was on the sea, another one was on the land. Not God yet. He put one leg in the Indian Ocean, Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, and dropped the other leg in Africa. An angel. What is the size of the kind of God? I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet was as pillars of fire, and he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth. What is the size of the leg? What is the distance of the leg? You don't call it length now. Distance. You can't measure it. Do you understand what I'm talking about? No wonder Paul the Apostle said that I may know you. You see, one of the greatest prayers we will pray in this conference. Lord, show me yourself. Just reveal you to me. There are many things in my life that are out of order because I don't really know you. Lord, show me yourself. Unveil yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me. Show me the part of you I don't know. Show me the dimension.
version of you. I don't know. Show me. Just show me a little fragment of yourself. Just show me a little. If God will reveal himself to you. And they say there is a gang up of wickedness, a billion of them. You will walk in their midst with your hands in your pocket. Don't know the son. You don't know the son of whom I am. See, the endless expectation of creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. He said creation is waiting for the sons of God to tell the world who gave birth to them. Do you understand what I'm talking about? If you will know God, you are a darkness dominator. If you will know God, 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 you are a darkness dominator. If you take the piece of coin far from yourself, it looks small. If you take it close to yourself, it looks so big. Until it can block the size of the sun. When you are on the earth, everything is big. When you fly high towards the heavens, those things that used to look big become like matchbox. The person looks like stone, sand. The car looks like matchstick. The glory dome looks like matchbox. When you are up there, the closer you go to God, the smaller earthly things become. Anything on the earth, everything, the higher you go up with God, the smaller the big things, the things that used to look big, the smaller they get. I am going higher, yes, I am. I'm going higher today. I am going higher, yes, I am. Going with Jesus to stay. I'm going above the shadow into the presence of God. Into the presence of Jesus. I'm going higher today. Hallelujah. I am going higher, yes, I am. I'm going higher today. I'm going higher, yes I am. Going with Jesus to stay. Hey, I'm going above the shadow into the presence of God. Into the presence of Jesus. I'm going higher. Everybody sing it now. Hallelujah, I'm going higher today. I'm going higher. Going with Jesus to stay.
I'm going above the shadow.
Into the presence of God.
Into the presence of
Jesus. I'm going higher today. Sing it one more time.
Hallelujah.
I'm going higher today.
I'm going higher, yes, going with Jesus to stay.
I'm going above the shadow, into the presence of God.
Yeah.
Into the presence of Jesus. I'm going higher today. Know your God. Take your seat. Know your God. The light of the knowledge of God makes you a terror to darkness. Number two, know yourself. Who are you? Who are you in God? Who are you? Psalm 82, verse 5. Start from verse 4. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked.
They know not, neither will they understand. For that purpose, they walk on in darkness. And all the foundations of the earth are out of their control. They don't know. They don't understand. Everything under them is out of control. Because they do not know. What they know, I have said, ye are gods. And who are these? He's referring to as gods. All of you that are children of the Most High. It's not hard to know. Children of the Most High. I have said ye are gods. You are not Almighty God, but you have the divine nature. That's why he put that God small letter. Because you are not the God of heaven. It is not hard to know. He said, you, all of you children of the Most High. It is easy to understand that the child of a goat is goat. The dog will give birth to dogs. The elephant will give birth to elephants. The sheep will give birth to sheep. The ram will give birth to rams. Huh? The lion will give birth to the lion. What will God give birth to? That, see the Bible. We see. It is stupidity for anybody to attack a person who is saying what the Bible said. Remove it from the Bible, then we stop saying it. And all of you, the way I like to put it is, you are human. With a heavy divine component. If you are a child of God, you are not just human. The way you see people who are demonic, in the same way we see people who are divinized. You say, this man is demonized. There are people who are divinized. Highly divinized. This person is highly demonized. There is another one that is highly divinized. Heavy component. But if you don't know, it doesn't work. Cube of sugar that is inside water, the water still is tasteless until it is stirred. You keep a cube of sugar inside this cup and keep another cube of sugar inside this cup. You stir this one. You taste it. It is tasty. You taste this one. It's still water. Not that there is no sugar in it. There is not an awareness that it is there and there is no stirring. Who are you? I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Who are you? I am seated in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers, and every name that is named. I am seated with Christ. Far above where the occultists operate. Far above where witchcraft operate. He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him, his water shall be sure. He shall dwell in the place that is far beyond the reach of harm. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loud must say amen.
You heard the story of the lion.
Whose mother died? The cub. You heard the story. An American shepherd took that cub from the wild and began to raise the cob with his flock of sheep. And he grew and thought it was sheep. This lion was so delionized and sheepified that it was eating grass like sheep. Didn't know how to roar. He was moving like sheep. When they go to graze, once in a while, a lion from the jungle will come and pursue the flock. All the sheep will be running, including this lionized, this sheepified lion, domesticated lion, lionized sheep, sheepified lion. Lion, sheep, lion. He will run with them. One day it was running, and he came to a water and looked at the water and saw his face. And it was the face of what they used to run from. So it ran back first and realized that the thing ran back too. It came closer. It came close. He said, wait a minute. I look like that thing that used to pursue us. Could it be that that is who I am? And the Bible says, in water face, answer to face. You want to see your face? Look at the water. And what is the water? The word. That he might cleanse them by the washing of the water, by the word. The water is a mirror. The word is a mirror. That looketh into the perfect law of liberty. That is a mirror. And it looked and realized it was the same with what used to pursue them. So his mentality began to change. And then one day, this big lion came to pursue them again. While the sheep were running, the sheep lion refused to run. He stood. And then, iron sharpened iron. The lion came, sniffed it. I don't know the language he communicated to it. It rescued him from the company of sheep and escorted him into the company of lions to teach him how to roar and tear flesh. Ay, 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 ay. That was the rescue. Don't blame the roaring lion, Satan the devil, for his pursuit of many people. There are many to blame for their failure to realize that they are bigger lions. They are the real lions that Proverbs 30:30 said, the lion that is the strongest among the beasts and turneth not away for any. The day the word of God reveals you to you, that day, immaturity disappears. That day, audacity beyond your imagination is imparted. That was what happened to King Josiah. He was an 8-year-old boy, but prophecy went ahead of him almost 400 years. In the days of King Jeroboam, that a child shall be born. Josiah by name. And all these false prophets that are false, he will exhume their bones and burn them on this altar. When Josiah became king, they opened the book one day. And he said, bring the book to me, bring the book, read it for me. While they were reading the book of the law, he saw his name in it. That a child shall be born, his name is Josiah. Who am I? I am Josiah. Tell me what the book said again. That child shall cleanse Israel of false altars. I am the one. It's me the book is talking about. And I have been wasting my time. He rose up like a lion. 8-year-old boy began to function like a 40-year-old man. You are too relaxed because you haven't seen you.
in the book. You haven't seen who you are meant to be as a child of God and who you are meant to be as a person in the book. Are you going to walk in dominion over the forces of darkness? You must know God. You must know you. You must know you. Number three, you must know the word. So, first prayer, Lord, reveal yourself to me. Second prayer, Lord, open my eyes to see who I am. What I represent in your scheme of things in my generation. What I represent in your scheme of affairs in my generation. What I mean to my generation. Know yourself. Know his word. His promises to you. His promises for your life. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 3, all the way to verse 4. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Whereby he has given us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Having escaped. These precious promises, they come to make you escape corruption, oppression, affliction. These promises. One man said every time he slept, it was nightmares. Nightmare. He didn't hit his bed, head on the bed. Until he came across the passage. He giveth his beloved sleep. He giveth his beloved sleep. Can God give me sleep and put nightmares inside? Every good and perfect gift coming from the Lord. That was the last time he had nightmares. Last time. I remember one day I was at the embassy to receive visa. And somebody, that was 20 something years ago, the first time I ever went to the embassy for the purpose of visa. First time. No, it cannot be now. 20 something years ago. Somebody, a sister, one of our sisters in church met me and said, "Sir, you who pray for people and they go and get visa, you are now seated in the embassy in person. It means my visa is a walkover." I told her, "Go and get it." She went and got it. Said, "They give it to me." After a while, it was our turn to go in. We went in. They refused. You know, it's good to say two sides of issues so you can know what to do when you are in situations. So I don't stand there and appear as if I've never encountered a negativity before or have a visa refusal. No. Lord, what is happening? So, two things I heard. One, the devil knows why you are going there. And so the principality of the nation doesn't want you to come. Because he knows the havoc you will cause if you arrive. This one may be going for holiday or for something or for pleasure or for travel. Then number two, he provoked me on what to do. And so he took me to Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1. He said, "Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Paul an angel, whose right hand I have holding. I will subdue nations before you." So from then on, I brought nations under subjection. And I will loose the loins of kings. I will open to you the two leaf gates. So no nation has any right to be closed. And the gates shall not be shut. And I will go before you and make crooked places straight.
and I'll break in pieces the gates of brass, cut in sunder the bars of iron. That same nation where we were refused that first time brought us visa to meet us in the office. And giving us such a visa that can make us live there if we want. Do you understand what I'm talking about? If we want. Light, I will open the two leaf gates. I will open the two leaf gates and they shall not be shut. I will loose the loins of kings. The gates shall not be shut. There is nothing that cannot be subdued by the light of the word. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Nothing that cannot be subdued by the light of the word. There is nothing that cannot be subdued by the light of the word. There is nothing that cannot be subdued by the light of the word. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Today is not a matter of whether you can go to any nation. It's a matter of whether you want to live anywhere. It's a matter of where do you want to live in case you want to live anywhere. Am I communicating at all? Being in the territory where we are is a matter of assignment. Where we are. Commitment to assignment. Where you must return back on Sunday. Not that you don't have what it takes to remain wherever you are coming from. Hallelujah. 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 I decree today the light of the word, the light of the word, the light of the word, the light of the word is coming your way and is changing your story. The light of the word is coming your way and changing your story. You believe it? Shout the loudest. Amen. Know your God. Know yourself. Know the word. Number four, know your resources. What is it that is working for you? What are the things you have that are working for you? Are you just living a life that is vulnerable? Can the devil access your life and do what he wants with your life anytime? No. In 2 Kings chapter 6 and in verse 18. When they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, smite these people, I pray you, with blindness. Alright, start from verse 16. 15. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, the host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. When Elisha's servant saw that they were surrounded, and Elisha prayed and said, O Lord, I pray you, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about. Hallelujah. Elisha's servant was afraid because he didn't know what was working for them. When you don't know what you have, you fear every threat. What are your resources? Angelic, heavenly resources.
This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and when he is holy, here is holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where he is holy. And we are standing on holy ground. And I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in his presence on holy ground.
Holy ground. Angels everywhere. If God opens your eyes now, you will see angels everywhere. One day I was standing on the altar in area one. I think it has happened here also. I moved to the side in the prison and I hit somebody. Just jammed somebody and stuff. And I turned around to, what's happening here? Okay, I understand. You're here. I hear what I'm saying. I understand. One day in the vision of the night, I saw a mighty angel. Very, very tall. He's as tall as this building. Heavy hands. Fully armed to the chest. Breastplate. Had a hand with a knife. If it does like this, about 1,000 people can go down at once. And I saw him operating with violence. And the Lord said, this angel, he walked with and mentioned an ancient apostle. He walked with him. He is available. The balance of what he said, I may not communicate here now. One day, I was in a dream. And I saw myself surrounded by people. They were about to rush to attack me. I was also about to rush to attack them. Only me. But there were plenty everywhere. And as I wanted to just rush. See, when you are aggressive in the spirit, it manifests in your dream. I have collected weapons from people and wasted all of them. Wasted them until I woke up in the morning feeling I wasted too many people. Did I tell you that, right? I told him, I said, I finished many people last night. So, as these people surrounded me and I was about to rush at them, I saw a man step in front of me and say, give me space. Give me space. And I stood by the side. He just did... They were all on the ground. All on the ground at once. And I said to him, who are you, sir? He said, I'm the angel sent to fight your battles. From that day till tomorrow, if you look for me, you look for death. If you don't die now, it's a matter of time. That is, you look for me and I haven't done you anything. You are trying to hug transformer. Nicodemus said, no man can do this thing except God be with him. It is not possible for human talent to do what we are seeing here. I want you to ask God to open your eyes to see your resources. Who is for you? What is working for you? What is working for me? Who is working for me? Who is on my side?
What is working for me? Show me, Lord. What is it that is working for me? Show me. Show me. Show me.
One day I read Revelation chapter 5. Can you open it? Revelation chapter 5. And I saw him. Keep going. Chapter 4. I think I mixed it up. And I looked and behold, the door was open in heaven. First voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show you things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, the throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow around about the throne, his sight like an emerald. And then around about the throne were 24 and 26, and upon the seas I saw 24 elders clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne was a sea of glass like a crystal. And in the midst of the throne, round about the throne, were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. That was my focus. And the first beast was like a lion, and the other one like a cow. The third beast had the face of a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts of each of them had 6 wings, and they were full of eyes within and without. And they rest not day and night. Holy, 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 they were crying. Lord, what is this? What kind of arrangement is this? I prayed a little, and before you can say, praise the Lord. It's like a curtain open. Open my eyes that I may behold wonders out of your word. What is this? What is working for me? Do you know the power of the communion, the blood and the body? Do you know the power of the anointing? Do you know the ministry of the angels? You walk naturally in dominion if you know your resources. You have a general purpose machine gun with belt ammunition, and you are fearing somebody with local den gun in the village, hunting gun. You don't know what you have. You have an armored personnel carrier that can bring down a structure, and you are afraid of somebody with a bow and arrow. You have Tomahawk missiles. It's now a small one compared to these missiles now. You have Petra missiles, precision guided missiles that can move around buildings and move through corners to go and waste their subject. And you are fearing somebody who is carrying catapult, except it's David. Lift your hands and say, Father, show me yourself. Help me to know you. Help me to know me. Help me to know your word, the promises of in your word. Help me to know my resources. Help me to know what is working for me. Help me to know the power of your provisions in the covenant. Finally, as I round off this morning, know the enemy. You need to know the enemy. His capability, his ability, his strategy. The knowledge of the enemy is victory half won. You know where the enemy is, You know the strength of his ammunition. You know his firepower. You know what he can do, what he cannot do. That's almost 50% one. Is God speaking to anybody here today? Many of us overrate the devil. We overrate him. We exaggerate his power. We exaggerate his power. We are not claiming that he is not powerful, but he has lost title. He was the title carrier after he defeated Adam until Jesus showed up and collected the title. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Jesus came, spoiled principalities and powers, and made a show of them openly. The devil can mess up, but not where Jesus is, or where his representatives are, or where those who carry his authority are. Evander Holyfield came to the scene and defeated Mike Tyson, stripped him of title. Mike Tyson was neither here nor there. Evander Holyfield professed his faith in Jesus. He whipped Tyson, collected the title of Tyson. Tyson can claim power, but not where Holyfield is found. He's muted, emasculated. That is how Satan the devil is. Beloved brothers and sisters, it is important that you know that we are dealing with a defeated foe. A defeated Satan. One day, I'll finish with this story. Paul Yongicho said, he was attempting to cast out the devil, a devil. The more he tried, the more he struggled. And then, about 3 or how many hours of trying, I think it was in Japan, he was trying to. And then suddenly, he said he got the revelation. He said, Satan, I am addressing you in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to remind you that 2,000 years ago, on the cross of Calvary, he defeated you. He stripped you of power. You have no right to remain when I address you in his name. You must be out now. And the devil said, excuse me, I'm going to go now. But please don't tell other people. What you just said now, don't tell other people. Shut up. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I receive the grace and revelation of the capability of the enemy. Isaiah chapter 28. Isaiah chapter 28. Sorry, Ezekiel 28, verse 12, all the way to verse 15. He says, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyros and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. It's describing Lucifer. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God, every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and the gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have said this so. Thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. You were perfect in your ways from the day that thou was created till iniquity was found in thee. Satan was created, and the created can be handled by the creator. But that's not where we are. Verse 19. Look at what he said. And they that know you among the people, they will be shocked at who you really are. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shall thou be anymore. Once you know him, he ceases to be a terror. Satan is only a terror to to those who don't know him.
Once you get to know who he really is, his capability, his possibilities, his limitations, once you know who he really is, he ceases to be a terror. Thou hast been a terror, and never shall thou be anymore.
One day, Papu Yedepo said, he was in a dream where he saw himself being buried. And he said to the devil, he woke up and said, "You dummy. Can a person be in the grave and still be standing at the same time? To hell." One day, Smith-Wigglesworth came to his living room and saw the devil rocking on a rocking chair. His rocking chair. His hard noise. Came and saw the typical textbook description of devil. Textbook description with horn, with blackness rocking. And Smith Wigglesworth did, "Satan, are you the one? I thought it was something more important." And went back to the room and slept. And left the devil there. That was the complete uselessization of the devil. Yeyerization. Pauperization. He turned the devil into a pauper. Papo Yedeko said, when he read that, that a man can see devil and go to the bedroom and continue sleeping, and the devil won't follow him to the bedroom and kill him. He said that day his vegetable heart turned into a lion's heart. And he went into a meeting and said, "Anybody here, if you are a witch, stand up." Oh, and they stood up, plenty. I said, "I didn't say if you dream that you drank blood or something. If you are a practicing witch, stand up." He said, they stood. He said, "What do you do when you go?" He said, "When we go to the road, we put a stone on the road, and when a vehicle is coming, the vehicle will hit the stone and some assault, and people will die and will drink their blood." And Papa Yedeko said, "When you see people like us coming, what do you do?" He said, "When we see a higher force coming, we clear from the road." We give way from the road. We clear from the road. Those that know you among the people. One day I saw a green-eyed devil in the vision, in the dream of the night. Gave himself, not me, he gave a date for himself to expire. When I woke up from that dream, it was neither a subject of discussion nor a subject of prayer. If it was so important, the first person to know would be my wife. Next person is a call to my father in the Lord. "Excuse me, sir. I just dreamt something last night that I don't understand. I want you to join faith with me." I want that devil to feel so useless, irrelevant, insignificant. I was quiet on it. The date he gave was close to a minister's conference. Can you imagine that? So, by the time that date has come, it lasted like five. It came like he gave 5 months' notice. By the time the date came, and the date passed, he rose his head small, minimally. Was confronted, deleted. When the date passed, I told my wife, I said, "The devil gave himself date. I am telling you now because the date has passed. What will I tell her before the date for?" Now, I knew that the devil that could determine when I will exit this world is not created. He has not been created. That can determine. This is when to exit this world. Jesus said, "No man taketh this honor." No one taketh my life from me. I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it. Paul the apostle said, I'm in a strait between two. Having a desire to depart or to remain with you. I feel like, should I go or should I remain here? Okay, let me remain here for your sake. So I knew that remaining is a choice. Are you hearing what I said there? So that devil, and I told my wife afterwards, but that devil came too late. As many, Lord, another thing to ask the Lord is, show me the littleness of the devil. I preached that message once some time ago. The littleness of the devil. Look for the tape. The inconsequentialness of the devil. Let's begin to charge ourselves now with light as we see darkness in our generation. The light of who God is. The light of who you are in God. The light of the world, the promises of God. The light of your resources, what is working for you. The light of the defeatedness of the devil. Walk with that light. It's a new day. Somebody say amen. Stand up on your feet, somebody here. Lester Sumrall was a disciple of Smith Wigglesworth. Smith Wigglesworth prayed for him, anointed him with his tears. He was crying tears on his head. And Lester Sumrall learned so much about Smith Wigglesworth. When he went to the Philippines, there was a national headline news about a girl that was so demonized that she tore the nation apart. Psychiatric, nothing could help this girl. She was so violent, I was almost killing everybody until they took her, not to the mental asylum, but to the prison. Philippine prison. The first news that greeted Somra was that there was such an impossible situation in the nation. And Somra said, he wants to see the girl. This girl can tear chains, can bundle men together, finish them with the power of the devil inside her. When Somral arrived, he asked to go to see the girl. When he saw the girl, he asked to enter the prison. When he entered the prison, he said they should lock both of them and carry the key. Lion, tiger looking for what to hunt. That was how they locked him and the girl inside. Long story made short. The devil, no matter how devilish he is, he knew higher power. We say that mad people know market days. That devil cleared. He made national headline news again. She was back to her senses within a moment. Handed her over to the parents. That was how he started a big revival in the Philippines that routed the whole country. On his course of ministry in South America country, he came across a witch doctor that was pouring blood in the mouth of a bullfrog in a satanic ritual without anybody inviting him. Can you understand where you go to your village? You saw a native doctor performing ritual and rushed at the native doctor, lay hands for him and say, I cast the devil inside you. That was what Somral did. He caught this, held the man, cast the devil of native doctorism out. And the man was free. Ritual couldn't work anymore. And Lester Sumrall went his way. End of business for the witch doctor. In the night, Sumrall was in his room. He began to hear vibration. The bed was shaking. Curtains stood. You know, the curtain is like this. The curtain stood up and stood 90 degrees. Have you? I want you to picture it. Cloth. Nothing is holding it. It's like you turn bottle of Coke upside down and the Coke is not coming down. Straight. Bed shook. The bed he was lying on. He stood up from that bed and he says, Satan, demons, I recognize you. I cast you out in the daytime from that witch doctor. And I have not changed my mind. Get out now. Everything vibrated back. And the devil, when the curtain came down, every vibration stopped. Then he noticed that his bed was shifted from the bed in the course of the vibration. So he went through the window, opened it and said, demons, come back. Put the bed back the way you met it. You can't give me work to do. Put the bed back the way you met it. They vibrated the bed, shifted it back to position. They say, now you can go. You see, people have walked on this earth. So when you see little results and you are raising your shoulder and they are clapping for you, you don't know what you are doing. We have had generals who passed through this earth. That was how the devil was invited, summoned to rearrange, to arrange the bed. That was how little the devil was in his eyes. He can be commanded and said, go, come, go, come, go, come. I am a man under authority. I see unto one, go, he goes. I see unto another, come, he comes. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. And I'm trusting God for the raising of a new generation of spiritual rascals, spiritual radicals. Not rascals in the negative sense, but rascally to the devil. Radicals to the kingdom of darkness. People that are more restless than the devil. Lift up your hands. I think we'll just do spiritual irrigation of 7 minutes. Just praying the spirit brutally. Place the points one by one by one. I'm praying the spirit brutally for the next 7 minutes. I connect with the light. Every light. Yes, so you're going to say, not this one, the other point. The light that we need, the areas of light, the knowledge we need. That's right. We're going to take this one by one. Lord, flood my life with the light of your knowledge. Help me to know you. You blast in tongues. And we'll take that for like 2 minutes and then move to the next point. And move to the next point. And move to the next point. Lift your hands right now and say, Father,
I ask
that you flood
my life
with the light of your knowledge. Help me to know you like never before, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. Pray in the spirit.
Pray.
Help me, Lord, to know your word. Help me to know the word. To know your word. The light of the knowledge of your word. Leri di subi arora. Lora di alavi anagaya da hazalena. Rato sete di kagadi. Go on ahead. Help me to know my resources.
Lord, help me to know my resources. The resources available for me. It is working for me. Who is on my side? Erekopanda de Velosa. Erekababalahaba. Erekababalabadabara. 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 Marakotokopeperehesu. Erekopoporotosa. Erekabelerosa. Erekabelerosa. Erekabalabala. 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 Eparosa kota pelegosa. Sabina Galatos, Eregas Calabrando Socrati, Ejaco Parato Satina de Nano Rosari, Erebadoso Socrati, Eragabala Malabara, Eragabala Malabara, Eragabala Malabara, Macoto Sopel Catoso, Erepoto Soprotos, Erepoto Soprotos, Erepoto Sotoprotos, Erebodobodobodobodos, 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 Erebodobodobodos,
Mahashada, Erebodobodobodos, Erebodobodobodos,
Help
me to know the enemy. Open my eyes to know the enemy. To know the enemy. To know the enemy. The limitations of the enemy. To know the enemy. To know the limitations of the enemy. Open my eyes to know the limitations of the enemy. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
The Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lift up your hands and receive an impartation of fresh light. Light shone on the path of Paul the apostle, Saul of Tarsus, on the way to Damascus. That changed everything. Light shone in the prison for Peter. That broke the chain and let him loose. In Acts chapter 12 and in verse 7. Light is coming right now.
flow. Father, let the fire flow. 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 Let the fire light flow. Let the light of your glory flow. Let it clean out every disease, every infirmity, every pain, every affliction, every enemy deposit, everything my Father in heaven has not planted, everything the devil has planted, let it flush them out. Let it clean them out. Let it delete them out. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands up. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3, shout at the top of your voice, glory. And place your hand on your head and begin to explode in the spirit. Let the light of his glory flow. Let it clean out everything my Father in heaven has not planted. Father, let your glory flow. Let it flow. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3.
Glory!
Glory! Prophesy today in a new direction, in a new dimension. The Lord open your eyes to know him like never before. May he open your eyes to know who he has made you to be. May he open your eyes to know the word like never before. Your promises in the word. May he open your eyes to know your resources, what is working for you like never before. May he open your eyes to know your enemy, to know the limitations of Satan. I declare in you there. Right now, every affliction that came here by this light disappears to hell. Every pain disappears to hell. Every cancer tumor disappears to hell. Blind eyes receive light and see. Deaf ears receive light and hear. Crippled legs receive light and walk. Barren wombs receive light and become and conceive. And everybody here today is stranded and stagnated. Light is released upon you right now. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap. I want you to check yourself. While the word was coming, healings took place. Deliverance and encounters. Quickly step forward and let's use the next 20 minutes and receive any such testimonies. And I will proceed for the evening. Give the Lord a big clap. Let it flow. You have a testimony, those that lifted your hand at first. And even right now. Just a moment. You came here paralyzed. You can actually stand up and walk. Stand, lift your crutch and walk forward. You couldn't see, begin to see light around you. And let us know. Open your ears and begin to hear. And something happened to you. A growth has just disappeared. A tumor melted. Quickly, rush to the front and let's take your testimony. Let's go.
Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow.
on your cross.
Stretch your two hands in front of you. Father, we thank you for this moment. We ask that you multiply the harvest of every giver. And I declare today that your resources will look for you. As the glory of God is being released in this conference, that glory will translate into financial resources. What is yours that the enemy has kept back, I declare the release now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's honor God.